Welcome to another enlightening episode of BE Informed by Brown Edwards, where we delve into the intricacies of finance and accounting to empower your financial decisions. In today's episode, we're exploring a vital yet often underestimated aspect of personal finance, charitable giving and its intersection with taxes. Charitable giving is more than just a generous act. It is a cornerstone of community building and societal improvement. By supporting causes that resonate with us, we not only contribute to the welfare of others, but also strengthen the fabric of our communities. However, the impact of charitable giving extends beyond altruism. It plays a crucial role in the broader economic landscape, influencing social programs and initiatives that drive positive change. As we explore this topic, consider how your contributions can create ripples of progress, transforming communities and lives in substantial ways. In addition to its societal benefits, charitable giving can also have significant implications for your tax returns. Understanding the intersection of philanthropy and taxation can be a strategic tool in financial planning. Many are unaware of the potential tax benefits that arise from their charitable contributions. By aligning your giving with tax strategies, you can optimize your returns while continuing to support causes that matter to you. This episode sets out to shed light on how you can navigate the nuances of charitable giving to maximize both your impact and your tax efficiency. We will guide you through the essentials, helping you understand how your charitable contributions can be both a heartfelt gesture and a savvy financial decision. Throughout this episode, we will provide an overview of the fundamental differences between standard deductions and itemizing, and how these choices affect your charitable deductions. We'll also explore various strategies for tax-efficient giving, including bunching donations, donor-advised funds, and qualified charitable distributions. By the end of our discussion, you'll be equipped with the knowledge to make informed decisions about your charitable giving and taxation strategies. Did you know that with the right approach, you could potentially increase the value of your donations? Stay tuned to learn how these strategies can enhance your philanthropic efforts while optimizing your tax outcomes. In this section, let's dive into the intricacies of the standard deduction and the process of itemizing deductions, both of which are pivotal when it comes to maximizing tax benefits from charitable contributions. The standard deduction is a fixed dollar amount that reduces the income on which you are taxed, and it is available to taxpayers who do not itemize deductions. The standard deduction for 2024 is set at $14,600 for single taxpayers and $29,200 for joint filing taxpayers. There is also an additional deduction available for taxpayers 65 and older. This option simplifies the tax filing process as it eliminates the need to account for every deductible expense. For many, this deduction can be beneficial, especially if the total of their itemized deductions is less than the standard deduction amount. Moreover, the standard deduction is adjusted annually to account for inflation, making it an attractive choice for those who prefer a straightforward approach to tax filing. However, while it offers ease and simplicity, it may not always be the most advantageous route for those who engage in significant charitable giving or incur other deductible expenses. Understanding when the standard deduction is beneficial is crucial, particularly for individuals whose deductible expenses do not exceed the threshold set for the standard deduction. On the other hand, itemizing deductions can offer substantial tax benefits, especially for those who contribute generously to charitable causes. Itemizing allows taxpayers to list specific deductions on their tax returns, which can include eligible medical expenses, mortgage interest, and importantly, charitable contributions. For individuals whose deductible expenses surpass the standard deduction, itemizing can significantly reduce taxable income and, consequently, their tax liability. By opting to itemize, taxpayers have the opportunity to include each qualifying donation to charity as a deduction, potentially resulting in a lower overall tax burden. However, the process requires meticulous record keeping and documentation to ensure that each deduction is valid and accurately reported. Moreover, understanding the nuances of itemizing can empower taxpayers to optimize their charitable giving, allowing them to support their chosen causes while simultaneously maximizing their tax benefits. The decision to itemize should be made after a careful comparison of the potential tax savings against the simplicity of claiming the standard deduction. By evaluating these options, taxpayers can make informed decisions that align with their financial goals and philanthropic endeavors. Now, let's explore a strategic approach to charitable giving known as bunching donations, which can be an effective method for optimizing tax deductions. Bunching donations involves consolidating or bunching several years' worth of charitable contributions into a single tax year with the use of a donor-advised FAF, which we will dive into shortly in more detail. This strategy is particularly beneficial for taxpayers who find themselves hovering around the threshold for itemizing deductions versus taking the standard deduction. By bunching donations, individuals can significantly increase their itemized deductions in 1 year, thereby surpassing the standard deduction threshold and maximizing their tax benefits for that year. This approach can be especially advantageous for those whose annual charitable contributions, combined with other deductible expenses, do not consistently exceed the standard deduction. By concentrating their giving efforts into 1 year, donors can take full advantage of itemizing deductions, while in alternate years, they may choose to take the standard deduction, thus optimizing their overall tax savings over multiple years. To illustrate how bunching donations might work in practice, consider a scenario where a taxpayer typically donates a similar amount to charity each year. If their annual donations, along with other deductible expenses, fall short of the standard deduction, they might not receive any tax advantage for their generosity. However, by planning to double or even triple their donations in 1 year and forgo or reduce donations in the following year or two, the cumulative amount can push their itemized deductions above the standard deduction limit for that year. This strategic planning not only enhances the tax benefits associated with charitable giving, but also allows the taxpayer to maintain their level of support for the causes they care about, albeit in a more concentrated manner. Additionally, it is crucial for individuals considering this strategy to communicate with the organizations they support to ensure that their increased contributions can be effectively utilized in the intended timeframe. By understanding and implementing bunching donations, taxpayers can make the most of their philanthropic efforts while aligning them with their financial objectives. In this segment, we delve into the concept of donor-advised funds, DAFs, and their potential benefits for those looking to make tax-efficient charitable contributions. A donor-advised fund is a philanthropic giving vehicle established at a public charity. It allows donors to make a charitable contribution, receive an immediate tax deduction, and then recommend grants from the fund over time. This flexibility is a significant advantage as it enables donors to separate the timing of their tax deduction from their charitable distributions. By contributing to a DAF, donors can take a tax deduction in the year of their contribution while continuing to support their favorite causes over an extended period. The funds within a DAF can be invested, potentially growing tax-free, which can increase the amount of money available for charitable grants. This strategic approach not only maximizes the impact of the initial donation, but also provides donors with the ability to plan their giving strategy thoughtfully and in alignment with their personal or family philanthropic goals. Setting up a donor-advised fund involves several straightforward steps, making it an accessible option for many donors. First, an individual or family selects a sponsoring organization, which is typically a public charity that offers DAFs. Once the fund is established, the donor makes an irrevocable contribution to the fund, which can include cash, securities, or other assets. This contribution is eligible for an immediate tax deduction, subject to certain limitations. After the contribution is made, the donor can recommend grants to qualified charities at any time, allowing for a strategic approach to charitable giving. Additionally, donors can advise on how the assets in the fund are invested, providing the opportunity to grow the fund's balance and increase its potential impact. It's important for donors to consult with a financial advisor or tax professional to understand the implications of contributing to a donor-advised fund and to tailor the strategy to their specific financial situation. By leveraging the benefits of a donor-advised fund, individuals can enhance their philanthropic efforts while optimizing the associated tax advantages, thereby achieving a more significant impact in their charitable endeavors. Let's turn our attention to qualified charitable distributions, QCDs, a tax-efficient giving strategy particularly relevant for individuals aged 70 and older. A qualified charitable distribution allows individuals who have traditional individual retirement accounts, IRAs, to donate up to $100,000 per year directly to a qualified charity without counting the distribution as taxable income. The maximum donation in 2024 to a QCD is up to $105,000. This approach not only supports the donor's philanthropic goals, but also provides significant tax benefits by potentially reducing the donor's taxable income. For those who are required to take minimum distributions from their IRAs, QCDs can be an invaluable tool in managing tax liabilities while fulfilling charitable intentions. By donating directly from an IRA, the donor can exclude the amount from their adjusted gross income, which can have additional benefits such as reducing the impact on Social Security taxes and Medicare premiums. Qualified charitable distributions also serve a dual purpose by satisfying the required minimum distributions, RMDs, from IRAs. Once individuals reach the age of 73, they are mandated to withdraw a certain amount from their retirement accounts each year, which is then subject to income tax. However, by directing these distributions to a charity through a QCD, individuals can meet their RMD obligations while simultaneously lowering their taxable income. This strategic use of QCDs can be particularly advantageous for those who do not need the income from their RMDs and prefer to support charitable organizations instead. It is important to note that QCDs must be transferred directly from the IRA custodian to the charity to qualify for the tax exclusion. Donors should ensure that the organizations they wish to support are eligible to receive tax-deductible contributions. Consulting with a tax professional or financial advisor can help clarify the benefits and requirements of QCDs, ensuring that this strategy aligns with the donor's financial goals and charitable objectives. By utilizing QCDs, donors can achieve a meaningful impact on their chosen causes while optimizing their retirement distribution strategy. In this section, we will emphasize the critical importance of maintaining accurate records for all charitable donations, an essential practice for ensuring compliance and maximizing tax benefits. Accurate record keeping is not just a best practice, it is a requirement for substantiating deductions claimed on your tax return. The necessity of thorough documentation cannot be overstated, as it serves as the foundation for validating the legitimacy of your charitable contributions should your return be subject to an audit. Keeping detailed records is crucial for both itemized deductions and strategies like qualified charitable distributions or donations made through donor-advised funds. By maintaining meticulous records, donors can safeguard their tax deductions and ensure that they are fully compliant with IRS regulations. This practice also aids in personal financial management, providing a comprehensive view of one's philanthropic activities over time. The types of documentation required for charitable contributions vary depending on the nature and value of the donation. For cash contributions, taxpayers should retain bank records or written acknowledgement from the charity that includes the name of the organization, the date of the contribution, and the amount of the donation. For non-cash contributions, additional documentation may be necessary, such as a description of the donated items and their fair market value. Contributions exceeding $250 require a contemporaneous written acknowledgement from the charity, detailing whether any goods or services were received in exchange for the donation. For substantial non-cash donations, such as real estate or vehicles, a qualified appraisal may be needed to substantiate the deduction. It is also essential to keep copies of all correspondence with the charity, including letters, emails, and receipts, to provide a comprehensive paper trail. By understanding and adhering to these documentation requirements, donors can ensure that their charitable contributions are recognized for their full tax benefit. Consulting with a tax professional can provide additional guidance on record-keeping practices and help tailor these strategies to individual circumstances, reinforcing the importance of accurate documentation in charitable giving. As we draw this insightful episode of BE Informed by Brown Edwards to a close, let's reflect on the key strategies we've explored for making the most of your charitable giving from a tax perspective. We've delved into the nuances of choosing between the standard deduction and itemizing, highlighting how informed decisions in this area can enhance your financial efficiency. Moreover, we examined innovative strategies such as bunching donations and utilizing donor-advised funds, providing you with powerful tools to maximize your contribution's impact while optimizing your tax benefits. We also discussed the unique advantages available to those who can make qualified charitable distributions, offering a path to fulfill both philanthropic and financial goals seamlessly. These strategies collectively present a comprehensive framework for thoughtful and effective charitable giving that aligns with your personal and financial objectives. In wrapping up, it's important to remember that while these strategies offer substantial benefits, they should be tailored to fit your unique circumstances and goals. Engaging with a knowledgeable tax professional can provide invaluable guidance, ensuring that your charitable giving plan is not only effective, but also aligned with the latest tax laws and regulations. A professional can help you navigate the complexities of tax-efficient giving, offering personalized advice that considers your entire financial picture. This collaborative approach not only enhances the effectiveness of your philanthropic efforts, but also ensures compliance and maximizes your financial well-being. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the landscape of tax-efficient charitable giving. Your time and attention are greatly appreciated, and we hope the insights shared today empower you to make informed decisions that benefit both your chosen causes and your financial health. As we part, let us leave you with a thought. The measure of a life, after all, is not its duration, but its donation. We hope you carry this sentiment with you, inspiring thoughtful and impactful contributions. Until next time, stay informed and continue to make a difference with purpose and passion.